Welcome back to another episode of Whimsical Irritations. I am your host, Sirius Stark, and it has been a while since I've done my original type of podcast here. The last episode, episode 6 there, was called Gaming with the Boys, and that was more of like an hour or so of us just talking, playing video games, and messing around. I'm going to go back to my original thing here. I might do those Gaming with the Boy things every now and then. But if you are more interested in the gaming aspect side, I do have my own YouTube channel called WP Gaming. Remember to do and follow and like and subscribe, the one that is Sirius Stark, not any of those other posers. But let's just jump right into it. First off, I want to get a quick touch up on how the world is, and this is my views on it. It's a fucking weird time to be alive. There's so much shit going on politically and just everything else in between that in a regular day-to-day basis that everything is so far off from being regular. I'm not going to say much more than that. I'm going to keep my own views to myself. The only thing I'm going to say is that it sucks. It's shitty to see people getting hurt. It's shitty to see all of it. Just all of it in general. It's a disappointment to the human race. It really is. We could be doing so much better and so much more things with our times, but instead, we just want to keep fucking with each other. Other than that, I want to talk about a driver I encountered today. Actually, two in drivers. One of them's not as bad. I was backing out of the Walmart parking lot, and someone came flying through the parking lot. I mean, flying through. They must have been going like 40 miles an hour. I mean, they were fucking hauling ass. And when I, slammed on my brakes and beeped the horn real quick, they threw up their hands like it was my fault. I'm like, how is you driving 40 miles an hour through the Walmart parking lot my fault? You can suck a fucking double-sized cock, stupid bitch. Other than that, the other one that was just, baffled me to non-disbelief was I was exiting off an off-ramp from the freeway, and you're supposed to go straight, and that's when you come up to the light, There was this little, passageway, though, that cuts through that off-ramp that is oncoming traffic, so it's someone that, came from the road and they're just crossing through. There's big ass signs says do not enter because it's a one way. And as we're driving through, this big truck that was in front of me decided I'm going to drive through the one way. I honked at him to tell him that he was going the wrong way, and he started yelling at me and threw up his hands. And I was like, all right, well, fuck it. You want to get in a car crash, that's your own dumbass fault. Driving this giant ass truck and don't even know how to read a fucking sign. You're the fucking retard in this situation. Sorry. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But other than that, it was a weird day because have you ever had to, pee in front of someone? And not just pee in front of someone like you're at a party and you're with your friends and you're leaning up against a tree and you gotta pee. No, you gotta pee on command into a cup with a lady standing behind your back. Don't worry, I'm not in any trouble. It was for a job thing. But still, it is so awkward. It's one of the most awkward things ever. Pee in a cup, you gotta pee on demand, you gotta do it to a certain line, you can't use any water, can't flush the toilet. You know how hard it is to not flush? I almost flushed by accident. I stopped myself, but I almost did it because of habit. How hard is that? Try it next time. Try to go pee and purposely not flush. Keep that in your mind. Oh, and you got to do it on command. So have someone else be like, all right, and pee. it was an awkward time. But I'm going to talk to some real stuff here with other parents and stuff that may or may not be listening. I have no fucking idea. But I know that sometimes me as a parent, I can be a little soft. With discipline, and I think I've been doing it for too long, and that is now showing my 7-year-old that he can walk all over me. It's been getting a little bit progressively worse, so I had to take away the computer from him, which, he doesn't even understand how good he's got it. The kid's 7 years old, and he's got an $850 computer setup. Ridiculous. Mechanical keyboard, his own microphone, own $50 headset, his own 1080p monitor, a computer that I, built from scratch. I went and bought all the pieces and built it. He has no idea. And that's just one of his toys. You know what I mean? Like, he's got tons of stuff. But I ended up having to take that away just because the back talking was getting just a little too much. So, any parents listening, I would like to hear what you guys do for discipline. We've already come up with kind of a discipline plan on our own that we're going to kind of enact, starting immediately, see, you know, how that works. But I'd like to hear other people's thoughts. Now, moving on to that, have you guys ever had that explosion, that jolt that runs through your bones that makes you want to just explore? Almost as if you're a young kid watching the Goonies movie for the first time, where you want to uncover some big pirate treasure ship. You know, that's always been in my blood. Like, for the longest time I've been alive, I've always wanted to go out and explore and, like, you know, be one of the first people to discover a lost city or something crazy like that. It's brought us, me and my girlfriend, she's the same way. Sorry, fiance. Yes, we are recently engaged. I know. Thank you. Thank you. Hold your applause. But we started playing Uncharted 4 at Thieves' End. And we just beat it again here tonight. Such a good game. I mean, it's visually great, storytelling's great, action's great. I love that series. Naughty Dog always does a great, great job with their video games. And talking about Naughty Dog, yes, The Last of Us 2 has finally come out. And I am pissed. I am pissed because ever since all the different types of variations of the game coming out, released, I've been trying to get my hands on, you know, before it came out, a pre-order of the Ellie Edition. The Ellie Edition comes with a replica of Ellie's backpack, it comes with enamel pins, it comes with a patch, it comes with, you know, steelbook cover, artwork. A thank you notice from them, the statue, a vinyl record, stickers, just a whole bunch of goodies that you would want. It does run for about $230 retail, but shit, I find that fucking worth it. I love The Last of Us series. Would have definitely picked one up, but unfortunately, they're all sold out. If you go on eBay, people are upselling them bitches like crazy. I mean, people think that it's only in the whiskey, you know, world that they start upselling things, but no. They do it with everything. They do it with video games. They do it with makeup. They do it with everything that can be a collector's item. It's crazy. It's crazy to get your hands on anything. You got to be like first in line right there when that shit releases, or you're just shit out of luck. Moving on to that though, since I did bring up whiskey, I am going to talk about the whiskey of the week. And the whiskey of the week normally sounds off with a pop, but since this bottle does a screw, that's going to be the noise you hear. The whiskey of the week is a Weller 12 year. It retails for around $30. And oh god, that nose brings out wonderful caramel nutty glances on the first there with a nice leathery end. And honestly, when you taste it tastes just the same. And it's really rare that you get yourself a whiskey that tastes pretty much exactly what it smells like, but that's what you got here. You know, super smooth caramel nuttiness with a slight oak underlay on it. Super smooth and balanced. And finishes up with a little bit of heat, but nothing that jumps ship. It still stays on par. It's nothing that's like too crazy. It's honestly, out of all the different whiskeys I've ever had, the Weller 12 year is my all-time favorite. Its retail price is great. Its taste is great. Everything about it is wonderful. They've been around forever. Their bottle's beautiful. Their logo's beautiful. Comes from the Buffalo Trace Distillery. And it's just some good stuff. Oh, yeah. See, I mean, it's my favorite. The only problem with it being my favorite is that it is an allocated rare bourbon. And yes, most of the bourbons that I should tell you about on my Whiskey of the Weeks, for the most part, are allocated bourbons. But some are harder to find than the others. And this Weller 12 year is one of those ones that is harder to find than others. So if you do catch yourself in an area, in a store, that is selling a bottle of Weller 12 year, that's, you know, obviously not in the hundreds of dollars, pick it up for its regular retail price. Don't be a sucker. Don't be a sheep. Definitely buy it. It's fucking amazing. Fucking amazing. So that is my whiskey of the week for that one. Do want to bring up support. Remember, you can always support me through any of the different platforms that my podcast is being broadcasted to, as well as Anchor, which I do upload all my content to. You can do lots of different ways of supporting, liking, following. There's even a support button where you can donate, things like that. But it would be much, much appreciated. And with that, I'm going to leave it off here for a little bit of that bullshit advertisement time. I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and I fear no evil, 'cause I'm blind to it all. In my mind and my gun, they comfort me, because I know I'll kill my enemies when they come. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell on this earth forevermore. So that I walk beside the still waters and they restore my soul. But I can't walk on the path of the right, because I'm wrong. Oh, hi, welcome back. I'm gonna bring up the YouTube thing one more time. I know I briefly mentioned that there in the beginning, but I did create a YouTube channel for gaming. It is WP Gaming, and yes, there are a lot of other posers out there that are going under the same title of WP Gaming. Fuck them. Follow the one that is black lettering with electric blue outline, and obviously is hosted by yours truly, Sirius Stark. So go ahead, like and subscribe to that shit. It's fun, having a blast doing it. But other than that, fun fact, did you guys know the Parthenon that is in Nashville is closed for construction? And how do I know that, you may ask? Well, I did also briefly mention there in the beginning that we got engaged. During our move out of Texas at 4 o'clock in the morning, I stopped over at the Parthenon. Made my girlfriend at the time, now fiance, think that I was pulling over to kill her because it was 4 o'clock in the morning and we were going to some random place in the dark. But I wanted to bring her to the Parthenon because I know how she likes all that like Greek mythology and stuff like that, to, propose to her. So that was a good time. It was still special. It was, still beautiful. But yeah, it is unfortunately under construction, but definitely worth going there. So if you do, find yourself over there in Nashville, go ahead down there and take a peek and a gander, because it is beautiful. But go ask your girlfriend to marry you somewhere else. It's my idea. No, I'm just joking. A lot of people have done that. But other than that, I am going to cut this one short. I know that I haven't been keeping up my podcasts being posted on the correct days, and there was times in between. But since being moved out here, I've just had so much going on that I have just had a lot going on. So I'm going to try and get another episode out next Monday. And I will try and get it back to my half hour to, 45 minute mark. But for today, this is going to be it. So keep listening. Check out the YouTube. Please support. We'll love it. If you want to email me, remember, it's whimsical.irritations@gmail.com. It's been a pleasure. I am your host, Sirius Stark. And remember, if you water water, it grows. Fun fact for my fiance.